Good morning. Let's begin. This is a hearing concerning the certificate of appointment and commission of David Levine. The time is 11:03 a.m. The date is February 12, 2008. For the record, I'll start with introductions. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Buescher. Would the other people present please identify themselves for the record as well?
My name is Andrew Whitfield. I'm representing the state of Colorado in this matter.
My name is Lorraine Lenards, and I am the notary administrator assistant.
Thank you. And I'll note for the record that no one else is present in the room, and including the notary who is the subject of the complaint in this matter. And I'll proceed with the expectation that the state will indicate that proper notice was given. The purpose of the hearing is to consider the complaint brought against Notary David Levine and the possible revocation of that notary's notary commission. This proceeding is held under the requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act. I'll provide first an opportunity for the state to present its case of alleged violations against the notary, and then I'll provide an opportunity for the notary, if the notary appears, to present his case in opposition. At the end, then I'll ask for a recommendation from the state and a response from the notary. If witnesses are utilized, I will swear them in, since testimony will be on the record and will be under penalty of perjury. I will also consider whether to admit into evidence any exhibits that might be tendered, providing an opportunity for each side to make appropriate objections. So with that, I will call upon Mr. Whitfield to present the state's case. Mr. Whitfield.
Your Honor, we're prepared to make an opening statement in this matter.
Proceed.
The state will present evidence that the defendant in this matter, Mr. David Levine, is in violation of the Notary's Public Act by failing to attach a notary certificate to a document that he notarized, as well as failing to keep his address current with this office as prescribed by the Notary's Public Act. The state will also show that he was a notary at the time this transgression occurred, and the state will show that the defendant in this matter was mailed proper notice of this hearing. With that, sir, we're prepared to present the state's case.
Okay. Would you like to bring your first witness?
Yes, sir. The state calls Lori Lenards.
Ms. Lenard, will you raise your right hand? Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Please state your name and address for the record, spelling your last name.
Lori Lenards, L-E-N-N-A-R-T-Z, 30839 Manitoba Drive, Evergreen, Colorado, 80437.
Are you employed by the Colorado Secretary of State?
I am, sir.
Please describe your duties, if any, with respect to the notary section of the Secretary of State's office.
I process applications, check for correctness, check signatures against driver's licenses. I administer noncompliance letters. I also work with other people in the office to make sure the workflow is going well, and I teach classes.
Are you familiar with the requirements and procedures for the issuance of a notary commission?
I am, sir.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Lenards a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit D. Ms. Lenards, can you please identify the document that I've given you?
It's the notary master information that we have on David Levine.
When was Mr. Levine's commission issued in this case?
2/13/2006.
And when did Mr. Levine's commission expire?
2/13/2010.
And what is the home address listed on the application?
9045 Yosemite Street, number 1803, Lone Tree, Colorado, 80124.
And I did say that it was an application. I would be correct in actually stating that you actually read that information from the notary master record, correct?
Correct.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Lenards the documents that have been marked as State's Exhibit B and C. Ms. Lenards, can you please identify the documents that I've given you?
Certified envelope, the front of the certified envelope that we sent to Mr. Levine on December 1st, 2008.
And the document marked as State's Exhibit C?
The envelope that we sent back on December 15th, 2008 to Mr. David Levine.
Okay. Can you please identify the addresses on both of those envelopes?
9045 South Yosemite, number 1803, Lone Tree, Colorado, 80124.
Is the address on both the envelopes the same?
Yes, sir, it is.
Can you please compare the address on both of the envelopes to that of Mr. Castillo's or Mr. Levine's master record file?
It is identical to his master file.
Ms. Lenards, can you please identify and read the label in the bottom right-hand corner of the envelope?
Return to sender, not deliverable as addressed, unable to forward.
And is that label on both of these envelopes?
Yes, sir, it is.
At this time, the state would ask that State's Exhibits B and C be entered into evidence.
Do you want to include D as well?
Yes, sir.
There being no objection, and it appears that this is proper, I'm admitting Exhibits D, B, and C into the record.
Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Lenards a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit A. Ms. Lenards, are you familiar with the requirements of the Notaries Public Act?
I am, sir.
Looking at Exhibit A, do you see any defects on the notarization in this document?
There's no certification on the document at all.
What is missing from what is a typical certificate and what is missing from this certificate?
The certificate is either an oath, an affirmation, or an acknowledgement. The things that are missing here are the date in which the document was authenticated, the county and the state, and who was the person, client, before the notary.
So the state would request that State's Exhibit A be entered into evidence.
Let me ask, I think I may need just a little more information here. What I'm looking at is State's Exhibit A is something labeled Certificate of Service, in which the notary's name, David Levine, appears as notary. It's identified in the footer as page 3 of 3. I don't know that it's necessary, but I'd like to know a little bit more about what may be known about how this document came into the possession of the Secretary of State's office and what it may be, what the bigger document is.
Your Honor, in this case, we were only given the actual, in our complaint process, we only asked for the actual document where the improper notarization occurred, because a notary's duty is to only examine the actual signature of the document and not necessarily the body of the document. So we don't have the full length of the document. We don't have pages 1 and 2 of 3.
And this document, though, came into possession of the Secretary of State's office through a complaint by a third party. Is that correct?
This document was given to us by a third party, but that third party chose not to disclose their actual name or address.
So that information came to the Secretary of State's office anonymously?
That's correct. And per the Notaries Public Act, we're permitted to actually investigate notaries' complaints beyond on our own initiation or that of a signed complaint. And recognizing that there was an improper notary certificate in this matter, we chose to move forward with our own investigation.
Okay. Thank you. I'll admit Exhibit A into the evidence.
Thank you, Your Honor. Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Lenards a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit E. Ms. Lenards, can you please identify the document that I am handing you?
It's a certificate of mailing.
Is your signature attached to this document?
It is.
Does the document indicate that the complaint and notice was sent to the address of record?
Yes, sir, it does.
It is your contention that you signed and sent this document to Mr. Levine's address of record and the additional it is your contention that you did sign and send this document to Mr. Levine?
I did, sir.
At this time, the state would ask that State's Exhibit E be entered into evidence.
Made Exhibit E into evidence.
So the state has no further questions for this witness, and at this time, the state is prepared to make a summation of their case.
Okay, thank you. Again, the notary is not present, so proceed, Mr. Whitfield.
The state has shown that at the time of this complaint and continuing through to today, David Levine, or Levine, has been a notary for the state of Colorado, commissioned by the Secretary of State, and thus subject to the jurisdiction of this office. The state has shown that David Levine was mailed notice of this proceeding and yet failed to appear before this tribunal today. It's also noteworthy to note that this office made efforts to call Mr. Levine, even though the APA would not require it in this case. We did make a couple of attempts to a call. We did leave messages, but those messages were not returned. The state has shown that the state made a good faith attempt to notify the defendant by mailing notice and by calling him, mailing notice to his address of record and by calling him. The state has shown that correspondence regarding this matter was sent to Mr. Levine's address of record twice but was returned as undeliverable. The state has also shown that Mr. Levine improperly notarized the document by failing to attach a notary certificate as prescribed by the Notaries Public Act. Therefore, Your Honor, we are prepared to make a recommendation in this matter.
Go ahead and make the recommendation, then I have one or two questions.
Okay. It is the recommendation of the State of Colorado that the notary commission of Mr. David Levine be revoked under the authority of 1255-107-1C and 1F for violation of the Colorado Notaries Public Act. These are the sections that actually permit the Secretary of State to actually revoke a commission. And specifically, we're asking for the revocation for violation of 12-55-114, subsection 1. That's the requirement that a notary keep their address current with the office of the Secretary of State. And 12-55-119, failure to attach a notarial certificate as required by the Notaries Public Act. And, Your Honor, with that, we conclude our summation and recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. Help me think through the violation of 1255-119. The requirement applies to affirmations, and what I'm looking at in Exhibit A is something labeled a certificate of service. Can you explain to me just a little more clearly for my benefit why this certificate of service comes under the affirmation requirements of Section 119?
Your Honor, in this situation, the certificate of services actually does not fall within the gambit of the Notaries Public Act. And for that reason, when we chose to investigate this matter, we looked at the actual notary seal and where his name is and where his signature was. And we took that to be the actual notary certificate. Unfortunately, because of 1255-119, the Notaries Public Act does prescribe the way in which that certificate must be attached to the document. In this case, he did fail to state among other things, the state and the county where this actually occurred, as well as the time and date of the signature, as well as who actually was signing the document, if anybody was signing the document at all. We see the certificate of service as a separate portion of the document that this person actually filled out.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm prepared to issue a ruling. Again, the notary is not present, but I do find that notice was proper and that I have jurisdiction to proceed. I believe the state has met its burden demonstrating violations of sections 12-155-114 subsection 1 and section 12-55-119 subsection 1, and that therefore under the provisions of 1255-107-1C and 1F, the Secretary of State is required to revoke the notary commission of the notary David Levine. I do so order and order that the notary's journal, commission journal, anything else?
Seal.
Seal be returned immediately. That'll be effective today. I'll ask that the staff of the licensing division prepare an order to that effect for my signature.
Thank you, Your Honor.
With that, I will conclude the hearing. The time is 11:18 a.m. Thank you.